Now, perhaps they hesitated by saying these people are sitting on the same type of thing that God, Almighty God, is sitting on. But the whole point is that the Lord Jesus is sharing with his people the privilege, suffering with him and reigning with him and assisting him. And I believe that the word should be thrones, and the thrones were 24, and around the throne was 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting down, clothed in white robes. And they had crowns of gold on their heads. Now I believe, that the judgment seat of Christ has taken place. And they have been rewarded and they have been honored. And those robes we will also read in Revelation 19 as what she'll be wearing when she comes back. And they've got crowns of gold. Some have tried to work with the 24 elders and called them angels and so on. In the notes you'll see a study there of who they are and who they are not. They are not angels. You know, the word angels occurs 81 times in the book of Revelation. 81 times. Angels are angels. Elders are elders. Elders are the ones that sing the praise. We have been redeemed out of every tribe, kindred, tongue and nation. And now they're in the glory. Please do a study on the 24 elders. It is a wonderful study. And I believe those garments will also be represented in the marriage of the Lamb that we must turn to now. Can we go to session 3? Can we go back to session 3, please? And this will now be page 9. The return of the church to earth. Oh, what a subject this is, brothers and sisters. What a subject. Now, in our introduction, in this time, half hour, we're just going to have a look at the marriage of the Lamb and the return to earth. In our diagram, we have the rewarding of the believers, and then we have the marriage of the Lamb, and then we have the return with our Lord Jesus Christ to the earth. And in that period also, we have the worship and the work, administrative work of the 24 elders that are around that throne. We do not have the 24 elders, we don't have their work described in the book of the Revelation, but we have the hints, first of all, of their reward and how they're dressed, and then the Lord Jesus telling us that it is the privilege of the church to reign with the Lord and share in judgment with him. A tentative position, but I'm persuaded of that with other Bible scholars. Now, in our introduction, we just note the review and the reward of the church is being completed now. That's all behind us. All tears wiped away, all regrets faced and challenged. And now there's the wonderful fellowship and work with the Lord. And also the judgmental ministries of the church completed and brought to an end. Now we move into something which is absolutely wonderful. There's nothing like a wedding, is there? We've just had a wedding in our meeting. And it's a great time, isn't it? It's a wonderful time. And I've been a marriage celebrant for 35 years. And it's every occasion is a wonderful occasion. One time I sat down, now in retirement somewhat, one time I sat down and said, I better count the number of times I've been to a wedding. So I stopped at 70, been quite a few. And I said, well, I better sit down and see how many funerals I've conducted. And that, I stopped at 70 also. So, and also dedications. I don't know how many. As they say, in the Department of Birth, Deaths and Marriages, we look after hatch, match, dispatch. Yeah. Okay. All right. So here we have Revelation 19. What a chapter. What a wonderful chapter. I think this chapter, Revelation 19, just pulsates with the glory and wonder of God. Revelation 19. Let's read verses 1, 7 to 10, please. Let us be glad and rejoice and give Him glory. Of course, because the marriage of the Lamb has come and His wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And then I saw heaven opened, and look, a white horse. And he who sat on him was faithful and true. In righteousness he judges and makes war. The armies of heaven, verse 14, the armies in heaven, clothed in white linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God, and so on. What wonderful words. Now we have a marriage and the marriage supper of the Lamb mentioned here. The marriage of the Lamb and the return of the church is our 2 points. It is necessary to distinguish, I'm reading the notes now, it is necessary to distinguish between the marriage of the Lamb and the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's the distinction is made here in verse 7 and verse 9, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and in verse 9, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, the word in the original is the same word, but they have helped us with Eastern customs, regarding the ceremony, mainly the ceremony, and then the feasting afterwards. Of course, in the East, the feast goes on for days. We're told for the land of Israel, the feast lasts 7 days. They have a good time. But the ceremony is just for one day. And there is a distinction here. And I believe that this helps us in looking at what happens in heaven and perhaps what is forthcoming even on earth. Look at the invitation there. I love that. I love that picture in that it depicts the believers here, all in the believers, becoming the bride and welcomed by the Lord. That's a lovely picture. An artist's impression. Here it is. Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It is interesting that the Greek tense for is come signifies that the wedding has already taken place. It's an aorist indicative. It's not an invitation to the marriage. That has just taken place. And now the big supper is getting ready. Whether in heaven or earth, I'm not going to argue over that. I believe it comes down on earth, but that is just a variation on a thing. It's an aorist indicative. If you look at the interlinear translation, it just reads, the marriage of the Lamb came. And his wife prepared herself. Dwight Pentecost enforces that point. A little technicality. But here is the marriage. The marriage. There's not much detail regarding the marriage. But it is a blessed event. Probably portrayed by our artists in various ways. Yes. You know, the bridegroom's been preparing this bride. This is a different sort of marriage to a human marriage. Bridegrooms, we didn't have much to say regarding the glory box or helping the wife-to-be pick the dress or what style we would like. It was all a surprise. Shh, mustn't see the bride on the wedding day. Didn't have anything to do with it or whatever. our beloved bride came, and it was all her preparation, all her choice.